Welcome to the Seniorology Podcast with your host, me, Leslie Kerrigan, creator of Seniorology and Conference 12. Seniorology is the study of high school senior photography, and this podcast will walk you through all the aspects of running a successful senior portrait business. So whether you've been a senior photographer for a while, or you're just getting started in the senior portrait business, the Seniorology Podcast is your resource for all things senior photography related. Hey y'all, today we are going to be talking about senior model programs during COVID-19. Can you still do them? So let's get started with episode 31 of the Seniorology Podcast. Did you ever in your wildest dreams think we would be in quarantine, wearing masks, and our kids would be going to school online? I know I never even thought what we are living through today was possible. But whether we like it or not, our world looks different than it did back in March, and we are all having to adjust how we do things, photographers included. I've heard from so many photographers that they were right in the middle of starting their class of 2021 model program, but COVID hit and they weren't able to do all the things they planned with their models. And some just didn't even do a program this year because of COVID. It definitely put a wrench in our normal, and especially when it comes to model programs. So how do we run a model program during COVID-19? Model programs, by definition, are designed to be group events and photo shoots, as well as individual senior sessions for your models. But with coronavirus, gathering in groups is not ideal, so how do we run our model programs successfully while making sure everyone is healthy and safe? If you're like me and the majority of your business is seniors, a model program is a crucial part of your business. Or maybe you are wanting to make seniors your niche and need to start a model program, but with COVID, you don't know if you can. How can we continue to run a model program in the current environment? The good news is you can still run a successful model program with a few adjustments to keep everyone's health and safety in mind. Here are a few things that I'm doing to ensure that I continue my model program during this time. Number one, smaller group sessions. I have a large model program, and to be honest, even before COVID, I didn't love having all 30 plus girls at a photo shoot at one time. It is a lot. So before COVID, I would split them into two groups and have the first half come to their shoot, take their photos, and then before they left, the second half would show up for one big group shot. Then the first half would leave and the second half would have their time for their shoot. With COVID, I adjusted how I did this by splitting my models into even smaller groups to make sure I was abiding by the state recommendations for how many people could gather in a group setting. As time has gone on, the number that can gather has increased and I have adjusted accordingly. Individual model meetings. The key is to set up your group model shoots in small increments so that you can keep everyone safe and still provide those wonderful photo shoots for your models so they can share and create buzz about your business. Number two, host individual model meetings or small group model meetings or virtual meetings. A lot of you are like me looking ahead to the next class of models and getting ready to start the process of recruiting them. With the way that I recruit my models, I have a model meeting to go over my program, make sure everyone understands what is involved, including the pricing and more. In the past, I have done that in my home and invited all those that applied to be in the program to attend this meeting. I then took every girl aside and interviewed them individually so I could get a sense of who that girl is and if she will fit in well with my team and my brand. Luckily for the class of 2021, I did this before Corona hit, but looking ahead to the class of 2022, I know I will need to make some changes to keep everyone safe. Creating staggered model meetings, similar to maybe how one would run mini sessions, is a great way to avoid large numbers in one place. I will also be hosting it in a different location than my home to ensure the safety of my family. This may create more work on my end because I will have to go over the same information more times, but safety is the most important thing. And I don't want to stop doing my model meetings. If you are still uncomfortable with meeting in person because I know things are different in different parts of the country, create a Zoom model meeting and that would work great. The same principle applies. The only difference is you are providing the information via Zoom and not in person. For my model meetings, I always present a slideshow, and that can very easily be done via Zoom. Just share your screen, go through the slideshow, and give your attendees a chance for questions. In addition to a model meeting, once you have a team in place, you may want to plan events or get-togethers for your models. In the past, I've done those in person, but now we make adjustments due to the current state of events. So have model get-togethers via Zoom. This gives you a chance to create an experience and allow your models to get to know each other while still keeping safe. You can play fun games. Everyone can introduce themselves. Really just have fun with it. Some ideas for Zoom games with your models are 20 questions, never have I ever, the PG version, a virtual PJ party, and so much more. Really just think outside the box of how you can use virtual reality to create the same experience you would in person. Number three, create new policies and procedures. In other words, add a specific clause to your contract. This goes for regular clients as well as models. I am no lawyer, so please consult one for the correct way to do this, but add in a sick policy that includes COVID symptoms. I have even taken a further step and send out a permission form and release form before every model shoot or event. I want to make sure that I check with each girl and their parents prior to the shoot or event to ensure that both she and her parents are comfortable with her participating. Make sure no one has any symptoms or has been exposed to the virus so that you can keep your group safe before getting together. Again, consult a lawyer, but I do think this is a necessary step in today's world. Number four, when shooting, minimize props or wardrobe closet items. If you're doing a model shoot that requires props, you're gonna have to sanitize throughout the entire shoot to ensure that those props are safe to be handled by all the models. You can require that the models bring their own props and that they only use their particular prop just to keep everyone safe. Or you can create concepts and shoots that don't even require props, so that's one less step you have to do to ensure safety. But no matter what you choose to do, make sure you sanitize clothes and props. And then number five, make a plan and communicate it. The most important thing to do when it comes to model programs during COVID is to make sure you are communicating to your models and their parents throughout the process. I have heard from photographers that say they didn't feel like they could continue with a model program this year because they were afraid they couldn't give the same experience during this pandemic. Or maybe they were afraid that they promised something that they couldn't deliver. But I strongly believe that a model program is the key to my senior business success, so I knew I wanted to keep doing my program. I just had to create a new plan and make sure I communicated that to the team and their parents so everyone is on the same page. I do believe that my models are still getting an amazing experience. They're still getting the things that I promised, as in the photo shoots and the get-togethers and the family environment that I believe in so much when it comes to a model program. There are just a few adjustments in place to ensure safety. When you communicate effectively, let everyone know ahead of time what adjustments you are making and plan for this new normal, you can still run a program that works for your business. Now, after I've gone through some of the adjustments that I have made and have shared tips on what you can do to adjust things, you may still decide for yourself and your business that you do not want to do a model program during COVID. And I just want to let you know that that is okay. We are all different. We all have different situations, and what works for one may not work for another. It is important to remember that this is your business, and you can make the decision on what works best for your business, your clients, and your family. I'm able to continue my program, thank goodness, but I understand that that may not be the case for everyone. I would love to hear from you regarding your model program and how you have adjusted things to be able to continue to give your models a great experience while keeping safety in mind. Did you go through with recruitment for the class of 2021, or did you pause to see how this pandemic plays out? Are you thinking about recruitment for the class of 2022, but hesitant because you aren't sure you can deliver the same type of program? Let me know by emailing me at info@seniorology.com. I am here for you guys, and I am happy to answer any questions you may have or help you work through some of these new crazy things that have been thrown our way to make your program work for you. Stay tuned next week for a big announcement on something coming just for photographers who want to create a successful senior model program. And guess what? It's free. Be sure to follow along on Instagram at Seniorology so that you can find out exactly what this free resource is. Thank you so much for listening to the Seniorology podcast. I'll be back next week with an all-new episode. See you then. Thank you for listening to the Seniorology podcast.